Have you ever been, maybe it's more related to the gentleman, but have you ever been somebody, maybe a high in school, somebody's got a big mouth, always run their mouths, starts a fight but leaves before the fist starts thrown, and you're stuck here with it? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, see a couple of people, yeah. You must have been one of the last time, John. John's in there, no. Yeah. I mean, you think, why would you run your mouth, start a fight if you ain't going to stay here and fight the fight? I mean, come on. I'm nobody's punching bag. Well, I say that to make you think about Jesus for a second. When Jesus came upon this world, he came to start a fight. That was a fight against evil. He came back, number one, to conquer death. Okay? To conquer death and to fight the evil one. And he defeated the evil one at the cross. Amen? He's gone. Okay? Then, as he rose up from the grave, though, he had his disciples that he had called and been following him and had poured into him. He had poured into them for 3.5 years all this awesomeness. They've seen all these things that he was doing. Defeating the enemy, throwing out the demons out of people's bodies, healing the blind, raising the dead. All these things. He had took on the master of death, which was Satan, and kicked his hind end. But it's time for him to go home. Well, thanks, Jesus. Started a good fight down here at the devil, and you're going to leave us now and go home? Wow, that's kind of like that person in school, huh? But Jesus knew that this fight he started would continue. And he did not want to leave us alone. He did not want to leave us powerless. The same power that the Master had walking upon this earth, he knew that we needed also to be successful, to overcome the evil that comes against us day after day after day. And not just after us, but after those in the world. And so what he said, hey, listen, well, in fact, I want to quote to you from the Bible what he said. But this is how important, as we remember Pentecost, is that you have not been born again and left powerless. You have not been born again and left like an orphan, the Word of God tells us. Because truly, as we sing the song, greater he that's in you than he, Satan, who's in the world. And well, Satan can have no power over you or me unless we give it to him. Yeah. We have a habit of giving to him once in a while, right? I mean, not that we're joining his ranks. You ever get fearful? You ever get worried? Anxiety? All that stuff. That's not from the Lord.
How many hands?
I mean, you put your feet up too, you know. Do you ever have a day that snowballs on you? I mean, it goes from being worried, anxious, angry, tempted, all this stuff goes, oh my lands. Yes, yes. The Master knew this. Have you ever been, one more thing, I'm going back my old ways. Ever been there? Oh, I have. That was just yesterday. No, just kidding. But I'm saying, he will keep pushing our buttons, Satan will. But when we continue to recognize who is inside of us, the Spirit of God in us, man, we can raise it. The best way to keep people under control is lie to them. Lie to them. Horses. Anybody a horse person in here? Vicky is? You take his horse. You take a what? A 3,000 pound horse? Boom, boom, boom. You take a little string hanging down from his bridle. It's not a beard, John. And you take that little string and you wrap it around a twig. We've all seen Roy Rogers do that, haven't we? Mm-hmm. That horse will stand there. Because it's been convinced it can't move. You know what a 2,000, 3,000 pound horse can do with a twig? Snap it. But he has been convinced that he can't move. And it's the same way we can be sometimes Satan that comes against us. We can get paralyzed. We can be convinced you have no power. That's just the way it is, the way it always has been. It's never going to change. That's just the way you were made. That's how it... Man. Look how paralyzed it can make you. Has anyone ever told you, hey, you'll never change? Yes. Trying to convince you that. Now, if you're hearing more, you'll never change. Well, hey, man, you're changed. You're a new creation, man. You're made in the image of God. Which one's going to win out? The one you hear the most, right? Amen. Amen. To know who you are without a doubt. And that's what Jesus wanted to make sure that we knew. He knew that as he left, his people had to not just be encouraged, but to be empowered. I mean, it'd be funny right now if I started a big argument in the church and I walked out. You got to be fighting one another because I want a different colored carpet. Yes. Becky wanted a brown, I wanted a blue. I don't know. But Jesus tells us this. Luke 24:49. Again, he wants you to recognize who you are. And folks, if you're a born-again Christian, this is all for you. Understand that. All for you. The minute you're born again, the Bible says, repent, be baptized, receive the Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. He didn't say wait. He didn't say wait for 3 months, 6 months, go through these classes for 2 years, 3 years, and then get, no. This is part of it right now. Now, some of this you might not be familiar with yet, because maybe you're a new Christian, okay? And you don't realize what's all available to me. You know, it's kind of like receiving gifts all the time, and you don't open them all up at one time. You don't know until you open up and discover it, you know. But in Luke 24:49, Jesus says, now listen, and behold, I am sending forth the promise of my Father upon you. But you are to stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high. So he's telling the disciples, now he has not resurrected yet, or ascended yet. But he says, I am going to send you the promise of my Father. But I want you to hang out together until you're clothed with the power from up high. Again, knowing there'd be a great war going on, but he wanted them to stay until the Holy Spirit came upon them. And I'll be jumping around here, so you can write these down. You're welcome to follow me. John 14:16-20. Can you hear me okay? My voice all right? Okay. Sometimes it backs up and you have that, and you can't really tell whether you're talking loud enough or too loud. But John has it noted what the Master was sharing with us. He said, now I will ask the Father, Jesus says, and he will give you another helper that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see him or know him. But you know him because he abides with you and will be in you. See, he says he abides with you, hanging out with you. But time is coming that he will be in you. Wow. Now I will not leave you as orphans. I will not come to you. I will come to you, he says. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. And that day you will know that I'm in my Father, and you in me, and I'm in you. Man, the day is coming, you're going to know that we're all together. And John 15:26 says, when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me. And you will testify also, because you have been with me from the very beginning. He's telling us that we will share about Jesus. He He's saying, talking to the disciples, he goes, you've been with me here from the beginning. And here we are today as we study His Word, and we read the words from the Lord. That's how we get to know Christ, and He's with us always also. We can recall exactly what He said, what He means, and what to do, because we read His Word. And that's part of what the Holy Spirit does for us. And the last one I'll share with you right now for a moment is John 16, verses 7 to 15. But I tell you the truth, Jesus says, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. And He, when He comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you no longer see me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for He will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All these things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that He takes of mine and will disclose it to you. Now, that was Jesus speaking to us, saying, okay, listen, I'm going away. I have to go away in order for the Helper to come, in order for the Holy Spirit to come. Otherwise, we don't have to walk around with Jesus all the time, which is awesome. But He had to be in person, because everything was done being through Him one at a time. But as He goes, He said, I will send the Helper, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, to no longer be on the outside of us, abiding with us, but actually live inside of us. He goes on and describes Him as a Counselor, a Comforter, a Helper. You ever need counseling?
Yes.
Hey, there's no better counselor than the Word of God. Now, there's a good counselor. If you're in counseling, counsel, okay? But I'm saying, there's nothing greater than the Word of God to counsel us. A lot of times, the counseling that we need is, one, is to feel His love in our life. But then, He is a Spirit of truth. And the Spirit of truth will reveal what's going on in our life. It will say, this is wrong. You're going to continue to feel this way as long as you continue to stay in sin, is what the counselor will say. The Holy Spirit, okay? And sometimes in the world, the counselors will try to make you comfortable as you stay in your sin. Amen? You follow me on that? I do believe in medicine, so don't get me wrong. But sometimes instead of dealing with the problem in a person's life, instead of bringing it up front and seeking forgiveness or whatever it might be, we try to medicate it. You know, we try to, and instead of get rid of the problem, we try to medicate it, whatever the problem is, enough where it doesn't cause you to attack people, maybe. But we're not dealing with a root problem. And Christ is, the Holy Spirit is the counselor that will bring that to us. And we got to understand, you ever find out, you ever do some stuff, you don't know why you ever did it? And then you finally find out why it was? Yes. Well, Mom, that's not why I did that. Man, I didn't know that. Okay? I don't know, I'll use myself for example. I was talking about my diet earlier. Joints, legs, man, terrible. Hardly walk. Get rid of white sugar. Do you realize how much white sugar does to your body? Maybe you don't. I didn't know. Wow. Man, that's one reason I don't want to go back to white sugar anymore, because I can actually, man, it's just 100% different. Okay? revealed to me that way. Okay. Same our lives itself. A counselor is there to help us. Amen. The Word of God is given to us to help us, to strengthen us, to cleanse us, to reveal to us. He is the Spirit of truth. He will never lie to us. Okay? He'll never lie to us. And that's a good thing because, man, there's a lot of good, positive things going on in our lives. Amen? He has done a tremendous work in our lives, but here we are today, right? But He doesn't stop at that. You know, He doesn't stop at... He'll continue to work in us and purify us and create us more and more in the image of our Master as we allow Him to do that. We can never get to the point and say, oh, well, I'm good enough, you know. I'm not perfect, but I'm not where I used to be, so I'll just stay where I'm at. And God doesn't want that. He wants to continue to work through our lives, you know. I have a goal. Well, you know, I got 23 more pounds to go, I'll hit my goal. Okay, where I go from there, I don't know. But as a Christian, I have one goal, and that's to be like Jesus. And I get so sick and tired of Starkey. I figure I get an amen on that one. But I get tired of it. I mean, I walked with the Master 20 years now. 20 years. I still get tired of Starkey. You get tired of yourself? I mean, yeah, I mean, just do. I just, where? I'll never be satisfied by walking with Jesus and try to see Him face to face because I fall short. I just. We say, man, what are we going to do? We see Jesus and have man go around him? No, I'm going to crawl up to Him. You know? Because sometimes I just feel so insignificant. And I know sometimes I feel that way. Satan's trying to slap you down. You but just want more of Him. And the Spirit of God does it. But it's to listen to Him. Amen. To listen to Him. Yep, yep. Let's see. I need somebody to volunteer here for a second. Let's see. Wait a second. I need somebody to... Oh, there she is. Okay. I just need you to go back in the hallway and stand.
Anywhere?
A little farther back here. Okay. All right. Just want to give an illustration of her lives a little bit. Don't get too far, hon. Okay. I want you to imagine this for a second. I'm in a van. Oh my, there's 9 of us in this van. Okay, where we want to go, I don't care. Let's go to Cleveland and end the ball game. Okay, I cannot tell you how to get there. So I'm going to drive, I get excited, man, we're all in this van. 9 of us in there. But only one of us has ever been there. The only one person knows the directions on how to get that Cleveland Indians game. Okay, so we all pile in and we take off. And here's the only person that knows how to get there is clear back in the back of the van. Wow. That'd be Carol. She's clear back in the back. Okay? So I pull out on the highway. What's that?
Big van.
Well, it is longer than normal, you know. So, yeah. But anyway, I'm going down there. And I just pull out on the highway. And here, I don't know. I think I'm going the right way. Well, in the back, Carol's backer said, now you want to turn right on the 36 and go east for a while, okay? But can you imagine with 9 people in the van talking? You know how hard it's going to really hear the directions back here and back? It's going to be really, really difficult, okay? So I go down to, turn right, okay, I turn right. It wasn't 36, I turned right on the 83 or someplace, okay? I'm just driving around. And man, the farther we go, the more noise is in the van. And she's back there saying, oh, no, listen, you got to turn around. I can't really hear her. All I hear is, hey, turns. I turned again. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what's the most logical thing to do?
Stop.
We'll stop and do what?
Have her drive.
I said logical, not fantasy, okay? Come on up here. Come on.
I like John's answer better.
Well, it's not. It's a good idea what John has, but the trouble is, I can only allow you to assist me because I'm driving the van.
Okay.
Now, all the noise is behind me. Yeah. But sitting right beside me now, The one knows where to go. The one that knows the direction is sitting there. Because I really want to go to this Cleveland Indians ball game. I really want to go. Doesn't make more sense to have the one who knows how to get there sit beside me and give me the directions. And now, even though there's still going to be noises behind me, there's going to be John Kimberly yelling back and forth with Aaron Bacon and all that, where no will be arguing. You know, just life is going to go on behind me. But I got a better ear now to hear her direction, because I really wanted to go there. Now, if I didn't really care where I was going to go today, let's go for a ride. Okay. Makes no difference. GPS? Okay. That's okay. Yeah, just kidding. It won't make any difference. You ever got for a Sunday drive, end up someplace you don't really know where you're at? Okay. But if you have a destination, it only makes sense to bring the one who has a destination, who's been there before, to give you the directions sitting right beside you. Amen? Mm-hmm. Thank you. But what we're trying to show here is deposit inside of us as a Christian is that Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And that Spirit will speak to us and give us directions, give us comfort, give us everything we need, make everything known of Jesus into our life. Our only thing that we need to do is listen and give it priorities in our life. You see what I was trying to accomplish here? That I had the Holy Spirit in me, but it was sitting clear back in the back. Okay? And you know, if you've ever been on a bus route or whatever, it can be exciting, fun, you know, blah, blah, you know. But then we got to recognize, the responsibility that you have as a driver of the bus. Okay? The responsibility you have. It's the same way as Christians. You know, we realize that the responsibilities that we have to the Master, but also to what He's done for us and to the Holy Spirit. Wow, you realize, man, I truly, truly want to follow Jesus. I truly want to have my best life I can live for His glory. You know? So instead of having that's the Holy Spirit having that voice so far behind us, we give it priority. Because, again, He won't scream at us. You know, we said earlier that God describes Himself as being a gentleman. Okay, He offers advice. He offers to every one of us. But it's us to listen to His voice. Okay? And that noise will try to drown it out from time to time. And that's one of the harder parts maybe for us is telling that noise, get behind me. Okay, I'm not listening to that noise today. I'm listening to the Master. And the directions in life that we can receive doesn't mean it has to come from people. It can come from anything that we're listening to that doesn't line up with God's Word. And I don't know, again, 20 years into my walk with the Master, He is still finding things in my life to get rid of. Well, you don't watch that? The hardcore stuff has been gone for years. But just little things. Language. That's a good movie, but it got one word. So he's still very sensitive, the Holy Spirit is. You want more of me? Less. We was watching the other day in the Greek Colosseums, back, I think it's 100 years after Christ, roughly, I think it was. Anyway, the Colosseums would hold 10,000 people. And they were built that down on the stage floor. When they spoke, you could hear them. I mean, it's amazing how they laid that out. And the Christians would come together, and they'd all come and have plays and all kind of stuff. But man, as times went on, the Christians couldn't sit there anymore because of language, because of the thing being so sinful that they refused to go anymore. And a lot of people come against them because, you're good at tissues. But no, but that Holy Spirit, inside of us is so sensitive to things of God that you'll say, listen, you don't need this. You don't need this to move you away from it, because it only comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Even as a Christian, it can take you down. Well, it can bring you down. I won't say take you down. It can bring you down. Because probably guilt is the number one thing that can keep you down and not getting back up again. You know, when we do things that's not of the Master, when we do things not of God, we have this guilt come over us, which is fantastic. I'm glad we do. But that guilt is designed to keep you down and not get back up again. And how many times can we fall into guilt before we say, I just give up? The Holy Spirit will bring you conviction. We shared that before. He'll convict you. Say, man, that is wrong. Okay? He's telling you to turn away from it. But guilt, condemnation comes from Satan saying, okay, I know you couldn't walk this way. I know you couldn't follow him. You might as well stay down where you're at. So, if that's the outcome, if we are sensitive to this Holy Spirit that's within us, we won't fall into sin. We'll have to try to come over that guilt thing and get back up again. And that's what God wants in your life and my life. Okay? He wants us to live an uplifted, joyful life in Him. Not being cast down all the time. So the Holy Spirit within inside of you is the same Holy Spirit inside of me. Your life has been different than my life. And your life is, and my life's been different than your life. Okay? It's like your house is different than my house. If I hired somebody to come clean my house today, they'd probably start cleaning it a little bit different than we start cleaning Bob's house. Okay? Nothing wrong with it, but they might walk into Bob's house and say, oh, Bob, you got one dirty cup. They start cleaning up. They walk downstairs to my side of the basement. They might walk out. I don't know. But the cups won't be so important as this and this. Cups are still dirty, but if you start working this one area, let's get this cleaned up first, and then we'll go from there. So as you hear that, as the Holy Spirit speaks to you, and give you a revelation of the Word. Man, listen to Him. Don't put Him in the back of the bus. Don't put Him back there so back here, far back that you're not sure what He's saying. Or that you can't hear what He's saying. Because we can get to the point where our ears are so busy on everything else and not of Jesus. And again, I know. He says the Spirit of Truth. Spirit of truth in our life. And He'll make known to you the lies of the enemy. He'll make known to you lies of false doctrine, false prophets, false teachers. All that. Because Christ wants us to be successful. He wasn't there to leave us as orphans. When you receive Him as your Savior and Lord, He comes to empower you also. He didn't start no fight no devil to leave you to fight Him on your own. And folks, how many times have you been fighting Him on your own? How many times have you been fighting Him in the flesh? I can do this. I can. No. It's Christ. It's Christ in me. It's Christ's Word. It's all made known to you all that I've taught you. And that's the weapons of our warfare is His Word. But sometimes the fights that we fight never need to be fought because we shouldn't have been there in the first place. So listen to Him. Let Him guide you in His perfect peace, His perfect will. Then you realize how precious you are in His sight. How awesome. He celebrates you. You understand? You know that? He celebrates you. 2,000 years later, what He died on the cross for, rose up, and that church He started is still marching on. Because there's still a need. Still that need for the revelation of the truth. Won't be easy. But you're empowered to do that just like Jesus did. And just like the disciples. Amen. Amen. Any questions, guys? For the Holy Spirit? Okay. They said earlier, you know, they gathered up a room when the Spirit fell down and empowered the church. Acts chapter 2. Get a chance to read that today if you want to. Okay, brother? All right. Name of Jesus. Okay. Amen. Acts chapter 2. That's where we want to read. Amen. Well, I hope you're encouraged. Hope you don't give up. Amen. Somebody get something heavy on their heart this morning? Somebody need prayer this morning? Somebody been defeated over the weekend, just barely made it to church this morning? They almost gave up this morning? You thought, man, I'm not going to make it down there? We are here to pray with you this morning. We are here to pray with you this morning, to encourage you. You made it here. That'd be encouragement to you. God isn't done with you yet. The world might be throwing you around, but I'm telling you what, Jesus is here with you. Let's pray this morning, please. And Father, we come before you today and just thank you so much for the empowerment we have through the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Jesus, you didn't leave us as orphans. That you didn't say, okay, you're on your own. Do the best that you can. No, you sent the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, who comes and abides in us. We thank you for the strength you've given us. Thank you for the encouragement. We thank you that when your word says to resist the devil, he shall flee, Father, that it's your Spirit in us to help us resist. And Lord, I just pray for encouragement for everyone gathered here this morning. Father, I just pray today that their minds be released from the entanglement of this world, from all the lies and all the hatred, all the bitterness that seems to be around us, Father. They won't have any way of penetrating into our spirit. Lord, we reflect upon your word. You said, and these are some of the things, guys, that's going to take place before the coming of the Lord. Before I come and bring my church home, you're going to see some of the things taking place. And it's going to get worse and worse. And perversion will be running rampant. And when you think, you've seen it all, you haven't yet. But, man, let me tell you, I told you ahead of time that these things will take place. That way you'll stand strong and recognize the hour of the day. And yet you're continued. To be encouraged, continue to encourage one another, and continue to share my love with those around you. The days will be shortened. The time is near. For your greatest victory you haven't seen yet. Your greater purpose hasn't been revealed yet. For your battles are mine, says the Lord. They are coming after me through you, and I've defeated the world. So cling to me. Allow me to fight your battles. Allow me to have control of your life. Allow me to give you the desires of your heart. Allow me, says the Lord. Allow me to have total reign in your life. Allow them come against me and not you. For the battle that you fight is not in flesh and blood. It's in the spiritual realm. It's a spiritual war that's going on. And that can only be fought in the spirit, not in the flesh. Trust in me, says the Lord. Rely upon me, says the Lord. Rely upon me like you've never had before. I want to show you great and mighty things. I do want to show you how awesome you are. I want to show you how much I love you. How much you are cared for. How awesomeness that you are. And I have a purpose for you. And I love being in fellowship with you, says the Lord. I love the times that we spend in speaking to one another. Sometimes it's me listening, says the Lord, and other times it's you. That's why I built you. That's why I designed you. That's why I made you. To be in fellowship. And I made you in my image, says the Lord. I have given you dominion over my creation. And you in turn have given me dominion back over you. So trust in me, says the Lord. Call upon me, says the Lord. Allow me to reveal to you more and more of myself. Give me that priority in the passion side of your seat. I know you might say, well, you drive the bus for me, Jesus, but no, you must drive. For only flesh can inhabit the world. I'm in spirit. But I'll drive with you. I'll give you the directions. I'll keep you from chaos. We'll enjoy this road together. We'll enjoy this life together. We'll smile together, laugh together. Yes, we will cry together, says Jesus. But we will share it together. And believe me, I'm coming soon. I'm coming soon for my bride. And what a beautiful bride she is. My church. But until that day, be encouraged. Know that I love you. Know that I am with you. And I will not forsake you. I'm not going to leave you. May the Father in heaven always be glorified. Remember, I am a healer. I am a healer. Surrender it to me. Surrender to me. Don't declare that you have. Declare what you've given. And that's healing through my precious blood. And I brought reconciliation to families. I'm a reconciler. No matter how dark it seems today, believe me, I am working in your behalf to restore, to restore, to restore. Allow me all access to restore. Trust in me. Trust in me. Do not grieve how dark it may be. Don't think I have shunned away or walked away. Don't understand my ways, says the Lord. Just trust in me. I'm there to help. I am there to break any chains of any addiction. You're like that horse. Them reins. You're very free. Just gotta walk away. I have freed you through my blood. I have freed you through my blood. Has lied to you. He's been defeated. You're a new creation. I abide with you, says the Lord, and you abide with me. So be encouraged. Thus says the Lord. If you are in need of prayer this morning, you're welcome to come down to the altar. as we close this part of the gathering. My son, my daughter-in-law, myself, my wife, we'll pray with you. Be encouraged. I cooked today. So it's hot dogs and sauerkraut today. But great fellowship, though. And soon, very soon, he says. So may the good Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may he turn his face toward you and grant you peace. And you will walk in the victories that Jesus has given you at the cross. You have overcome whatever it is. You're overcome. In Jesus' name, amen.